This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
We can't become so advanced that we forget about the blood, that was shed on the cross of Calvary. It saved us. It delivered us. It cleansed us. Most of all, he gave us direct access to God. I don't know if you know that. The blood. Back in the day, a lot of our women in the 60s, that was all they talked about, the blood. They were so shocked. They were so constantly reminding themselves of the price that was paid on the cross. And today, even in this generation, I need us to constantly remind ourselves that God came down, became man, walked on this earth so that we might be saved. Yes. Yes. I listened it. My Savior bled and did my soul break down. Ooh, he devotes that sacred head for sinners such as I. Those songs, they carry power. Was it for crimes that I have done? Upon a tree. Oh, amazing pity, grace untold, and love beyond degree. You see, many of us don't even know those hymns. I had to learn it. I had to cram it. But those are hymns that carry power. Those are hymns that tell us about the blood. Those are hymns that tell us about what he did on the cross.
And develop something. You provide all the necessary resources for this thing to flourish. You give one instruction of what not to do. And regardless of everything else that you have provided, this one thing is still done. In turn, you set up a system which things will work differently, but still, the cycle continues of sin, death, and suffering. The only way to bring change is to sacrifice your son, whom is a part of you, sits by your right side. Would you? It's difficult to answer this because who would want to sacrifice for beings that don't deserve it? The answer is Jesus. Regardless of our sin and our undeserving hearts, God so loved us that he gave his only son. Jesus came in the flesh, he lived, he died, and he resurrected. What manner of man is this Jesus? Not to only love us so much, but to give himself as a sacrifice. That he paid the price for my own sin. The wages of sin is death, the Bible says. This wage was not waived. Jesus came and he paid the price. He was crucified and his blood was shed for our sins. And now he is risen.
He is risen. What manner of man that loves us so much, the Father gave unto us. You know, I remember this song too back in the days. says, glory to the name. Down at the cross.
Down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down at the cleansing from sin as I led to my heart was the Lord I fly, singing glory.
Verse that says,
I am so wondrously safe from sin, right? Sweetly so safe, abides within. There at the cross, he took me in, and I sing in glory to his name. Come to the fountain. Safe from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. That Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. We sing glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Everybody, come on.
Blood for us. Thank you, Lord. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? Bridegroom coming, will your robes be white? Will you be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your souls be ready for the mansion's bride? Will you be washed in the blood? Are you washed?
your garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul. Are clean, oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed?
Was talking to my sisters and I about Jesus Christ, the sacrifice he made dying on the cross for our sins, and the gift of salvation if we believe. After the discussion, she followed with the question, "Do you want to give your life to Jesus?" I said yes and accepted Christ that day. The Friday following that day was the God of Miracles service, and as my mother was ministering, I began to weep. Can you imagine a child being able to recognize the power of God in that service? She called me up and asked me, "Why are you crying?" And I didn't know then, but now I know it was the power of Jesus Christ. She then laid hands on me, and that day, for the very first time, I felt the hand of God, and I was slain. The resurrection power. The resurrection power. The power that comes from Jesus dying on the cross. He lived, he died, he was buried, and he resurrected. He resurrected and he is risen. That is the resurrection power that we are here for today.
There is power. wash away my sin.
Nothing but the
was 2nd of February 1991. I was in my second year in college when a friend and colleague invited me to a Christian program by the fellowship that he attended. I had promised him that I will attend only the first and the last day of the program. So when I attended the first day, for the first time in my life, during the singing, I felt I was a sinner. I felt convicted of my sins, and I was almost bursting into tears. But the song ended, and nothing happened. When the altar call was made on that day, I didn't step forward to give my life to Jesus. I had forgotten all about my promise to my friend that I was going to attend the last day as well. On the last day, which was a Saturday, I was asleep in my room when he came to wake me up. And it reminded me that I had promised him to attend the final day. I told him that I wanted to change, so he should go and get ready. Actually, I stood from where I was and I went to hide in some other place. He came back and looked for me and he called my name, and somehow he just walked straight to where I was hiding and said, "You promised me you were going to come." I said, "Okay, I will think about it." But I didn't feel like going. It was an afternoon, my friends were around, and we just wanted to just go around campus and have a good time. My friend said, "Okay, at this point, I want to issue a caveat. Please don't do what my friend did, because you'll hear very soon something that he did very strangely." He went back to his room and got 2 knives. Came back to my room and started chasing me with the knives. And he kept on shouting, "You must come, you must come." I thought he had gone crazy. All of my roommates started laughing, and everybody thought, "What is wrong with this guy?" Finally, he had me backed up to the wall in the room. Where could I run to the small room? I was backed up to the wall. And then just to get him off my back, I thought he had lost his mind. I said, "Okay, I will come." So I decided to go and all of my friends. And then we went and we filled an entire row in the fellowship where the seats were. And after the message that day, there was an altar call. And I knew that was my moment. And I stepped forward. And my life has been gloriously changed from that moment. Can somebody shout hallelujah?
Born, bred, and nurtured in a Christian home. raised by a religious and prayerful mom, triangled life of home, school, and church, devoted churchgoer, not a Christ lover, dedicated to different church activities, strictly raised with the core Bible teachings, yet no personal relationship with God. Just a routine because mommy enforced it. Now she's away from mommy's grip. I drifted. Youthful exuberance took over. The shout of I'm free from mommy's grip ruled my way of life. I lost everything. I was lost in the world of freedom. My Christian religion foundation was threatened. You know why? Because I had no personal relationship with Christ. And that is what I call my religion story. The devil took charge of my lost soul. I was immersed in the world of sins. I thought I had it all without Christ in me, but I was wrong. Joy and happiness eluded me. My life was empty of Christ, but filled with worries and fear. I had my setbacks and trying times, but no human could rescue me from the sinking sand, and I'm serious. Things fell apart at the very peak of my freedom life. Terrible situations woke me up from my slumber. Then I remembered my foundation, the teachings, the word, and the hope embedded in the word of God. I retraced my steps back, and I realized Christ came to the world to die for my sins. He was waiting for me to come back home. I knocked on the door of life. He opened and embraced me with open arms. He gave life and hope, peace of mind, and above all, the salvation of my soul. Here I am today, basking in his grace and mercy and an undiluted relationship that a father could have with a child. He rescued me and gave me a new name. I am blessed, and that is what I call my salvation story.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on that cross. I know. To the tree, they nailed him to the tree. They laid him in the tomb for me.
rose up from the dead. He rose up from the dead. He rose up from the dead.
Celebrate,
Jesus, celebrate.
Celebrate
your Lord this morning.
Celebrate,
celebrate.
Jesus, celebrate.
He is free.
worshiper in the house. All the way. Oh, I go to hell. Meaning I will hail your name. I will worship you forever and ever. Hail your name. Day by day.
Hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.